Melachim Aleph Perek Zion, as this perek further discusses detailed architectural plans of many of the other items Shlomo had built and constructed, just like in the previous perek, it is beyond the scope this year to delve into and explain the dimensions and mathematics of each item. I would just like to highlight one topic mentioned at the end of the perek. And Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ezbeso bana Shlomo Shlosis Reshana Ve'yachol Es Kol Beso, that Shlomo had built a palace for himself, which took 13 years, and he completed it. Rashi says this was considered a praise for Shlomo, because Shlomo built a Beis HaMikdash, a house for Hashem first, then afterwards attended to his own needs. Shlomo had built a royal palace for himself. Shlomo built a Beis Yar HaLevanon, a house of the forest, which was essentially a house that was used for cooling off in. Shlomo had built a house for Bas Paro, as we learned, Shlomo married the daughter of Paro and now had built a house for her. Some of the items listed in this perek, but not all, are the throne room, room for judgment, two elaborate pillars called the Yakin Boaz, Yamshel Shlomo, the Sea of Shlomo, which is essentially an ornate, elaborate mikvah, 10 copper stands, 10 copper kiros, pots, shovels, bowls, lids, the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar, the mechanism for the Lechem Apanim, the golden menorah, musical instruments, and golden hinges for the doors. Note, each item was decorated ornately with gold, precious stone, and design. The perek ends in Pasuk Nun Aleph, V'tishlam kol malacha asher asa melech Shlomo beis Hashem, and Shlomo had finished all the work in creating the house of Hashem, the Yavo Shlomo es Kodshe David Aviv, and Shlomo had brought all the sanctified items from his father David, es HaKesev, es HaZahav, es HaKelim, v'nasan v'yisur beis Hashem. The gold, the silver, that and the vessels Shlomo had placed in the treasurers of the house of Hashem. And that's the end of the perek. As we have been learning about Shlomo's wisdom and the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, it's only fitting to say a word on the Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, explains Hashem, who created the entire world, the heavens, earth, and all the physicality we see in front of our eyes, in his awesome goodness, wanted a house to be built for himself in order that every single person could connect their minds and hearts to Hashem and feel Hashem's presence so we can taste from Hashem's goodness. The Sefer Tanya and the Altshech further explain Hashem desired to have a dira b'tachtonim, a dwelling place in the lower worlds. When a Yid is in a low place and they call out to Hashem, they are bringing Hashem into their lives, into the lowest places, deepest of feelings, making the place, that place, a dira b'tachtonim for Hashem, a dwelling place for Hashem, therefore completing the purpose of creation. In Tehillim, David HaMelech said, Kulam b'chokhma asisa malaha aretz kinyanecha. All of creation was created with chokhma, with wisdom, and the entire world is filled with ways to acquire Hashem. Hashem's wisdom filled and pervades the entire creation. As Hashem created every single object with wisdom, therefore, by searching for wisdom of Hashem, a person can find Hashem no matter where they are. This is what the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Ki Ish HaYisrael Yitzarech Tamid L'Estako V'Seicha B'Chol Davar, that every Jew needs to search out for the Seicha B'Chol Davar, the wisdom behind creation, Uvel Kasher Atzma El HaChachma V'Seichel She'yesh B'Chol Davar, and connect themselves to the Chachma and the intelligence that's found in everything. A Jew needs to look at the divine intelligence, Seicha B'Chol Davar, the wisdom of creation. No matter where you may find yourself, no matter how despondent you may feel, we may never, ever, ever give up, even if you feel you've done the worst averus in the entire Torah. As we have learned, Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. It was all made with Hashem's wisdom. Hashem's wisdom and light fills the entire creation. And even though it may seem dark, you can find the Seichel B'Chol Davar, the intelligence, and come close to Hashem. It's never, ever too late. And if you're listening to this now and you may think, no, it's not me. I mean, Dafka, even you can come close to Hashem no matter what you've ever done in your entire life. As Shlomo had built the Beis HaMikdash, the seichel intelligence of the world, Hashem was made a dira b'tachtonim, a dwelling place in the lowest of all the world. This should be a great source of encouragement for each and every single one of us. In our lives, we should merit to see Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah, in its full glory with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.